1 Peter 2 talks about this, doesn't it? Being built into being the living stones and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood. So I want to build the church this morning. So I need 12 volunteers to come and join me at the front, and we're going to build the church together. You're better to rush and do this. Otherwise, I come and pick, and that's much more difficult. So 12 people can come and join me. We'll build the church together. We're going to do it over here. I'm going to organize you. I've got four. I've got five. I've got six. Thank you, people. It's all the usual suspects who have come, and that's great. Here's another one. Thank you. You look great this morning. Look at you. That's fabulous. Is that like a princess or? Oh, from?
Frozen.
See, I'm up with all these things. Okay, come and you join us as well. All right, how many we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Three short. Thank you, David. Now, these are amongst the best-looking people in the church. I'm sure you would agree. We're lacking in some of the more mature people. In fact, we need more than 12, actually. Do you know something? If you sit in the balcony, one of you can come down. Come on. Come on down. Come on. You know you want to. Excellent. You'll never sit in the balcony again. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We're going to be 13. So I'm going to organize you a wee bit. And we're going to form little circles of people. You stand right there. Okay, now, Jeremy, why don't you come over here? And who else are we going to have? Gillian, if you come here, you stand right there. And then, Gavin, if you come over here. We're going to form another little group over there. Five of you go that way, okay, and form a little bit of a circle. This is kind of interesting because you're a tight little circle. Could you be a bit looser so that there's space between you? Same here, form a kind of circle. Now, that's quite important. If this is the church, all right, if you are the church rather than the building being the church, we need to get away from thinking the building is the church, because what we need to do is the people are the church. Now, if you look at your little group, there's a little bit of diversity in the group, isn't there? So you've got the balcony people here who live up on the balcony. They never come down from the balcony. They live there all the time. In fact, you think they leave the building. They don't. They've got little beds up there, and it's their own little world. But the balcony is part of the church as well. We've got Jeremy, who has been in the church since about 1914 and has done all sorts of responsibilities in the church, working with our young people. He's been on the vestry. He's been the vestry secretary and is about to give it up. don't be so happy about that, Jeremy. Okay. And we've got these guys, Gavin, who... Hey, Gavin, how long have you been at St. T's?
I've been at St. T's since 1998.
Okay, so 20 odd years.
Yep.
All right, so you've been around a bit, and you've done a few things in the church, a little bit of diversity. You've only been here... 3 years? 2 years? 3 years? Okay. But you're as much part of the church as Jeremy, who's been here forever. You're as valued as Jeremy is. You're precious as well. And who else have we got here? Oh, we've got, what are they called again? Women. Who would have thunk it? There are women in the church. Wonderful. There are men. This is like a man's group over here. And there are women as well. Now, actually, very interesting. It's a smaller group of women than it is men. Oh, no, we've got over here as well. Isla's here as well. So, you know, so we've got men. And we've got women. There's a little bit of diversity there. We've got young and we've got really, really old people like Houston. Houston used to be my friend. Houston came to this church 30 years ago, 25 years ago, okay, with his lovely wife, Jennifer. They used to be my friends until I introduced them to you a minute ago. So we've got young people who dress as princesses. Wonderful. I think we should all come to church as princesses, don't you? Do you think that'd be a good idea? We'd have a princess Sunday. Even the men would come as princesses. Would that be a good idea? No. That's really interesting. You don't think that's a good idea. But let's not go there. So we've got young people, which is great. And we've got really, really, really old people like Houston, which is also great. So there's a little bit of diversity there. That's good because we all come from different backgrounds. Some of us will be fabulously wealthy, not Houston. Some of us will be really poor, Houston. He didn't know I was going to do this to him. And we'll come from all those sort of different backgrounds. Now, it's interesting because we form little circles in the church sometimes, don't we? We form little groups like this. And the danger, do you know the word clique? Are you familiar with that word? Have you heard that word clique? Which means like, you know, you form, get into a group, okay? Close in. You can get, look, oh yeah. So now that would be a clique. And it's kind of saying, this is my little group. Nobody else is allowed into it. Do we want to be a church of cliques?
No.
Did someone say yes? Is that my imagination? Do we want to be a cliqueish church? You think that's a good idea? No, we don't. So spread out a little bit. And the good thing is when you spread out a little bit like that, there's room for me to come in and have a hug too. Nobody wants to hug me. There's a surprise. What else could we draw out from our little this is the church model? Anything else that anybody wants to say? I think we've covered all the bases, actually. It's been quite good.
We're good at different things. Like we've got a drummer. Nobody good. Else plays the drums.
Just speak into my microphone.
We are good at different things, and we all bring different gifts.
We have different gifts. So you're pointing out we've got Peter the drummer.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And we're going to get a plastic box to put him up front. That's the goal. We'll know we'll have made it as a church when we've got the plastic drummer box up the front. That's the goal. But that's right. There's great diversity in terms of what we bring, what gifts that we share. Okay, I'm going to invite you to go and sit down again. Thank you so much. Give yourself a clap. Now, our time has gone, and there's one last thing I want to do by way of response. So I need to abbreviate what I was going to say. I was going to talk about three things that are really important for us as a church going forward as we look to what the Lord wants us to be. We need to be a worshiping community. We need to be looking up to God, not just when we come together, but in the workplace, in our family life, our day-to-day life, when we're with friends. This is an icon by Rublev of the Holy Trinity about relationship. Of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We need to be a community of people in working together, standing with one another, being alongside one another, supporting one another. I'm very conscious of some of our senior members. As we get older, we need great support, particularly if we don't have family close by. Can we be family to those who maybe don't have family close by? Can we do community in a really powerful way that is welcoming and attractive? Can we do that in a way that helps people see something of the love of Jesus? So we need to be thinking upwards with our whole life, worshiping the Lord day by day. We need to be thinking about community, our inward life, how we reach out to the local community, what our commitment is to that, the people that live around us in our streets, in our neighborhoods, how do we do that? And then lastly, we have to learn better how to share the good news of Jesus. We need to be thinking outwards. We've just had a brilliant example of what that looks like, to be looking outwards beyond ourselves to the people that are around us. Most of us here are here today because someone at some point has shared the good news of Jesus. They've either told us about it or we've seen something in them that has drawn us to Jesus and that has reminded us of his death on the cross, his resurrection, and what that means for us. So we can be a people who are committed to going out. See, 1 Peter 2 talks about this, doesn't it? Being built into being the living stones, being a royal priesthood, a holy people. That's what we are being built into. So I thought this morning, as we come to an end, we would do a response. And the way we would do that is I want you to come forward. Everybody should have been given a stone. And this kind of symbolizes you are the living stone. And I thought you could take it away with you, and that would be great, and it would remind you of being a living stone. But I thought, let's do something that will allow you to just mark the fact that you are a living stone, and you want to be built into the family of God, into the church. You're willing to do that. So what we're going to do is we're going to come to our last song, and I'm going to invite you to come and place it on this little table here on top of the font, in front of the cross, because we gather around the cross every week. And as you do that, you place a stone, and if you come and do that, you can take something away as well. There's a chocolate here, okay? And I was trying to think, you know, a response where we lay something down, but we pick something up as well. Taste and see that the Lord is good, is what God's word tells us. So you can lay down your stone. You're committed to being part of the body of Christ, being built into the body that the Lord wants us to be. But also you're coming and tasting and see that the Lord is good. Now, if you have a food allergy, please don't take a chocolate. All right, check out with a responsible person close to you that you're allowed to eat a chocolate. We're not going there again. We had an incident a few months ago. Okay, so please be responsible about that. So when we sing our last song, bring your stone and place it in front of the cross and take a chocolate. If you would like to do that, if you're on a diet, still take it. Okay, taste and see that the Lord is good. Okay, because he wants us to know how wonderful he is. And what a joy it is to be following and trusting in him. So it's a little symbol of that. So let's stand together. We're going to sing our final song, and we make our response to the Lord, our commitment to the Lord as we do this.